This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ritz. Putting on a Ritz.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Well, guys, I've got some news for you here that hopefully will help you from being poor, because the title of the article is
How to Keep from Being Poor.
According to Warren Buffett, now, I don't think Warren Buffett wrote this article. I think they're just attaching some of these principles
to him. So if we follow these principles, we'll be as rich as Warren Buffett.
That's exactly right. So all you got to do is maybe one or two of these things, and you'll get there. The first is carrying credit card debt. Do you carry credit card debt? Because the article says if you do, you shouldn't, because it's just costing you unnecessary money.
Just get rid of it.
Get rid of the credit card entirely.
Yeah, Joe Biden should, no, the debt.
Just cancel it.
Oh, the debt.
Yeah, nobody has to pay that.
You can't just get rid of the credit card and have the debt go away, Ryan. It's not how it works.
But if you got rid of the debt, wouldn't you just be transferring the payment of the debt to somebody else? I don't understand.
No, just print more money.
But isn't that just transferring the debt to a future generation?
No,
nobody knows.
That's just inflation.
Okay, well, never mind on that tip then, because it seems like we've got that one solved. In fact, it's rich for
Warren Buffett to be like, get rid of your credit card debt.
Well, I don't know that he's the one specifically saying this, but they're sourcing a lot of stuff saying this is the kind of things he does. How about quantity over quality? I got to say that this is not me. I'm definitely a quantity over quality guy.
That's what you just said.
That's being a bad thing. Quantity over quality being a bad thing. You want to choose quality over quantity.
I agree with that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
With things like clothes.
Yeah.
With things like food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says...
You're quantity over quality because you just want the cheapest thing possible.
Yeah. I want deals. I want a lot of deals.
You're willing to spend money on something that's really cheap and a really good deal, even if it's not great.
I'm really trying to rein that in, because that is a temptation for me. If I see a deal.
That's Ryan's default.
Mm-hmm. It is my default, because if I see, like, if I'm shopping somewhere and it says outlet mall, I'm much more likely to go, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much cheaper, even though I know in my head.
Justify the spend much more.
Mm-hmm. Or like I just did this. I went to Branson with my son about a month ago, and we were trying to kill a little bit of time between things, and we went to one of the outlet malls there. Well, they had, buy two things at $10, get one free. So I ended up buying two belts and getting a free shirt. I really only needed one belt.
How much was the belt you bought?
A little over 10 bucks.
I was trying to maximize.
It was free because I bought two belts.
No, but how much was, what's the value?
It was a little over 10 bucks. So it was like $30 worth of stuff for $20.
But did you need a shirt and a belt?
But I didn't really need an extra shirt or an extra belt. I
so
did need one belt.
So they got an extra
belt.
$10.
So I got an extra 10 bucks. So that's the kind of stuff that I really try to watch that I'm not really good at doing. I'm still not good because that was a month ago. How about this one? Unnecessary spending on tech, on technological stuff. Brad?
What do they consider? You got to be more specific.
So this would be the latest technology.
You said unnecessary spending, and I would have just said stop.
Well, yeah, but that kind of encapsulates everything here. But it's talking about how if you feel like you always need the latest and greatest technology, you're going to end up spending a lot of money.
I would agree with that, because phones are really expensive. And if you have to get the next iPhone or the next Galaxy or whatever, and you don't actually need it, that to me is a waste. I mean, I'm looking at my phone. I think it's an iPhone SE 2020.
So are you kidding
old.
Me?
It's
I don't have any idea. That could
old.
Be the newest one, and I have no idea.
Oh, it's an SE.
Yeah. And it's like the lowest model. It's like the low-end model of that model year. So until it stops working and doing what I need it to
what
do.
What does an entry-level iPhone cost these days?
I don't know. It probably depends on the package, because a lot of them you get a free phone if you sign up for Verizon for 2 years.
That's not buying a phone. That's buying a
package.
Plan.
Yeah, I have no idea. If you're going to buy a phone new.
Do you always buy your phone in conjunction with your plan?
I do, unless it breaks or something and I have to. It's been a long time since I've had to do that.
I don't think I've ever bought a phone in conjunction with a plan.
Really?
No.
I don't think I don't remember the last time I didn't.
Buy it outright, which you might be saying, Annie, sure, everybody can just go out there and buy it outright. But I buy the phone outright because I don't. Like, my cell phone bill is pretty low. I don't want my monthly bill to be high. I'd rather spend the money on the phone when I get it and own it than hope that I use the same phone for 2 years so that I can realize the same price. I mean, it's usually same as cash over the course of the time of the contract that you sign. But I'd rather own it myself and not have to finance it and take 2 years to realize those savings.
This is one of my favorites on the list. Don't buy anything at full price. And they give a anecdotal story here about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and Buffett pulling out McDonald's coupons to buy him lunch one time. I don't know if that's a true story or not. It says that it is. But apparently Warren Buffett still uses coupons to buy meals. Now, you guys have to admit, that's a great idea, right? Coupons for everything, all the time.
No, maybe just lower the prices.
Yeah, maybe. Or use the app. Do you guys use the app for any fast food or anything? You guys don't really eat fast food that much.
I use the Scooters app.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
I get my free drink when I get my smiles.
And I was going to say, you get your smiles. I have a feeling I know where you're headed on this one. Regular nights out. Do you guys spend a lot of money on going out in the evening?
Not in the intended sense.
Okay. What is the sense in which you do?
I got Papa John's for the kids last night because Jared had to work at night because he was getting back to school. And Jared usually makes dinner for us. I could have made something for them, but it was the last night before school started. And Charlie had golf practice and the girls had to go back to school tomorrow. And so we just got some Papa John's via the app.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I should have brought you the leftovers.
I would have eaten them too. This is one of those things that I agree with overall, but gosh, it's important to have dates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often you guys get to go on dates. Ours is because of kids, of course.
I literally don't remember the last time we went on a date.
Really? Man, that's unfortunate. Send your kids over to my house. You guys go on a date.
Evelyn would be so happy.
She would.
My other kids would.
Your other kids would be like, why are we over here?
She's just specifically joyful.
The last one that it says, or second to last one, is gambling. It just says, don't gamble because the odds are against you. Surprise, surprise.
You know, we're laughing at several of these things. We're all in pretty much the same kind of place with a few different obligations among the three of us, but a lot of people aren't. And, you know, you can, this kind of goes to the YouTube poll for today. Are you better off now than you were under Trump? Yes or no? You can have all your ducks in a row and still see that it is more difficult today than it was before. That doesn't mean that you're about to live on the street. But again, in America, we're supposed to be working our tail off to get ahead, not to keep up. And it's very, very hard to get ahead in Kamala Harris's America. Let's talk to Jim Carafano when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.